Off the Ball.
GAA. And any team that has David Clifford, you know, has another chance of winning. You know, I wouldn't have said Zermatt were at a back-to-back level, but they're answering all the questions. They're ticking all the boxes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Alan, it's been a busy week here at Bohemians Football Club. Firstly, on Lys Mousset, he's left the club. Can you give just some reasons as to why the club has come to that decision?
Look, it was a conversation between both of us. You know, it's just something that he was struggling to settle and we couldn't get him on the pitch enough. So just had a conversation and he felt, look, it's the right time to go.
And I suppose you've already brought in his replacement in Douglas James Taylor. How good has been getting him involved this week?
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to get Dougie in. Obviously, he was really good for Drogheda and we were just made aware that he was available and he was one that we'd want all day. We felt it was an area, you know, to compete with Colin Whelan that we're looking at. And we're delighted to have him. A great lad who's ambitious and hopefully he fits in.
And what sort of kind of skill set are you hoping that Douglas James Taylor brings to the team?
I suppose his all-round play is good. You know, his link-up play, he works hard, runs channels. But I suppose to score goals is the big thing, isn't it? And he looks a really good finisher.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, we had the launch of the Bows and the Oasis shirt. What's your thoughts on that? And it's probably grabbed the attention, not just here in Ireland, but all over the world.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, from behind the scenes, the lads, Daniel and all the board who come about that idea, it's unbelievable. And in fairness, they seem to be really progressive and forward thinking in how to use, you know, using jerseys as one aspect. Really thrilled and the talk of the country.
And I suppose as well, it's a members only club or a members own club. How important is it that kind of you explain, I suppose, to the rest of the country that, you know, it's important that this is, you don't have a big, massive financial backer, that this is the way that Bohemians have to raise funds?
Yeah, they're always looking at ideas, you know, in fairness to, as I said, the board, they're always looking at ideas to generate money. There's no sugar daddy here to come and, you know, pump money in. So, look, that's their side of it. Obviously, I'm employed to look after the football side of it and win games, but credit to them, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a good first half of the season, been a busy last couple of weeks. The games probably come a little bit less thick and fast than what they were coming this last couple of weeks. St. Pat's on Friday, they obviously haven't been in good form. What kind of threats do they still pose, even though they're not in the best of form?
I think St. Pat's are an excellent side, really good side, really good attacking players. I don't think they got the rub of the green of late. They remind me a bit of myself, our own team last year, that playing well without getting results. So we need to be at our best. We've gone there earlier in the season, beaten comfortably. So we know we need to turn up, but we're really looking forward to it. Full of confidence and excited to go into another Dublin derby.
Yeah, like you said, it's another Dublin derby. I suppose kind of form goes out the window. You've had experience of a great win over Shamrock Rovers there a week or two ago. How important is it to kind of bring that level of performance back in to the game on Friday?
Yeah, I also think our performance on Friday just gone against Sligo was really good. Bar being clinical, I thought we've been outstanding, which we have been for the last while. I just think if I look back over the last 10-15 games, bar Waterford in the first half, we've been really good. And credit to the players, you know, they're the ones that, you know, it's all about them. They're the ones that go out on the pitch and turn up every week. So it's one we know will be a tough challenge, but the players are ready for.
And just finally, can we expect Douglas James Taylor to be involved on Friday?
I think it's a bit early for him. He's only come in today and trained, really. So he'll be on the bench.
Jordan, just first things this week, Lys Mousset is gone. Is that disappointing from the player's point of view? Did you have a good relationship with him? And I suppose he's a bit of a loss as well. He had a lot of Premier League pedigree as well. And what's the player's thoughts on him leaving the club?
Yeah, look, we all got on with Lys. You know, it's obviously not worked out for him for one reason or another. So we wish him well anyway, and hopefully gets another club and does well there.
Yeah, I suppose Douglas James Taylor is already in to replace him. You've played against him a lot. What kind of attributes does he have that he's going to bring to this Bohemians team from kind of playing against him?
Yeah, look, he's a strong fella. And he knows where the back of the net is. So hopefully he'll bring those strengths to us and, yeah, kick on for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I suppose as well, it's been a big week as well with the jersey launch. Obviously, you were involved. You're from Wigan, I think. Richard Ashcroft, I think, is opening for Oasis at the weekend. Do you have much of a connection with Oasis? Are you a fan?
Oh, a massive fan, yeah. I would have been brought up on that type of music when they shoot as well. Paul Weller was there as well. I would have been a massive fan of his. So, yeah, it was great to be involved in something like that, and it's good for the club.
Yeah, I suppose, do you have a ticket for a concert here in Dublin or one in the UK?
I've got one for over in Manchester, so hopefully the gaffer lets me go over back home and go and see them.
Happy days. As well, you've played a lot of different several positions. like I just said to you there, I remember you back in Dundalk and you're playing as a midfielder, number 10, you're playing maybe centre back or left back. What's the kind of transition been like?
Yeah, the transition probably started midway through last season, and it was tough. I won't lie, it was tough. Just to get to grips with the position, you know, you play a different way to what you would in midfield. But I feel like I'm coming to grips with it this season. It's helped with the form of the team as well, that I can I feel a lot more comfortable there now. So I'm enjoying playing there. Anyway.
Yeah, and just lastly, Pats on Friday. You want to bounce back after the draw against Sligo Rovers last week. What sort of threats do Pats have? I know they're not in the best of form, but they're still a good side.
Yeah, great side. You know, they've got really good players, good attacking players. And a team that, you know, towards the end of last season, they went on a brilliant run, and they actually had a good start to this season as well. They're on a bad run of form, but they'll be looking to put that right. So we've just got to match them, and hopefully we'll come out with a result.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
That's one of the first things he told me as well, was I don't want you here to be on the bench, let's say like that. I don't want you to fight for a spot in the starting 11. And that's what I did, and obviously I was lucky enough to score pretty much straight away and my first appearances, and that helped as well, of course.
Jota wraps it up. Special moment for the new signing on his Premier League debut. Sent on as a substitute, scoring as a substitute, and the goal that will surely decide the game. Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1, Diogo Jota.
Diogo Jota's in behind them, and Jota with a finish, and that's superbly done. Well, he's playing with so much confidence at the moment, Diogo Jota, and he's made such a big impact.
Joe Gomez looking for Diogo Jota, takes it down, Smalley, and scores his second of the night.
Everything he touches turns to gold for Liverpool at the moment. He's in unstoppable form. Jota was quickly on the move on a hat-trick. Jota, out comes the goalkeeper. It's Jota, and it's his first Liverpool hat-trick. And it's another exquisite finish from Diogo Jota. What a great night for him.
When you start, you just want to become this professional footballer, and that's to win stuff, to play for your national team, to have the opportunity to play on the biggest stages with the biggest crowds, to feel those emotions, to feel how happy you are. And even when you lose, how sad you are, because you know how it meant if you would have won it. So I think there's this constantly searching for these feelings.
Diogo Jota away from Tomiyasu. It's Diogo Jota! He never lets Liverpool down! Here's Luis Diaz here. It's brilliant for Diogo Jota. Yes! A moment of quality and a moment of class unlocks the Everton door on Derby Day.
For me, it means everything, to be honest. Changed my life completely. My three kids were born here. I have a house here. I'll always remember in the future, even if I don't live here, this city, this club, the way everybody supports me from the very first day in the club, in the fans, and I truly believe it's hard to be in such a good position like I am as a player at the moment. And I'm really grateful for that to all of the people in the club and to all of the fans for making this happen.